Katy Country 94 weather.
Senior life enrichment at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems can help with seasonal depression in the elderly. As the weather gets colder and the days get shorter, individuals can begin to feel symptoms of depression, which include loss of energy and isolation. Holidays can be stressful. Do you or a loved one struggle? Contact Senior Life Enrichment today at 785-534-1536 and let us help to ensure a happy and healthy winter.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast.
A wind chill warning continues.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 5 above. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 10 below. Tonight, clear skies. About an inch of snow today. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 1 degree above zero.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Wind chill warning remains in effect until noon tomorrow, Tuesday. Dangerously cold winter wind chills, possibly 25 to 35 below zero possible. Portions of north central Kansas, central, east central, and south central Nebraska affected by this warning. And once again, it's till noon tomorrow. The dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Avoid outside activities if possible. When outside, make sure you wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. Kansas families with school-age children will receive a one-time benefit, $120 per child, as part of the Supplemental Pandemic Electronic Benefit Program, otherwise known as P-EBT. A total of $13.6 million will be distributed to approximately 114,000 school-age children in January. The Supplemental P-EBT program helps parents and care providers access nutritious food for their families. Supplemental PEBT, a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the American Rescue Plan Act, is designed to benefit school-age children who receive free or reduced-price school meals through the National Lunch Program during the 22-23 school year. Due to the complexity of gathering the data, the benefit is for the summer months of June, July, and August of 2023. The benefit distribution will be auto-issued through a direct certification process January 17th through the 26th. Parents and guardians who believe their children are eligible but do not receive a benefit in January may request a supplemental benefit using the DCF self-service portal February 1st through the 29th of 2024. Recipients may use their PEBT funds to purchase eligible foods from approved retailers that accept food assistance benefits like grocery stores and also online at Aldi, Amazon, or Walmart. That full story at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite location, Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment ends today. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with Mitchell County Hospital Health System Certified Application Counselor, Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. There'll be a Jewel Fireman's Pancake Feed. All proceeds will go to the Jewel Fire Department this Sunday, January 21st from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Jewel Community Center. Free will donation.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And now the Chiefs spin out. They're going to go to a single wing type play here. This is going to be a direct snap. It goes to Pacheco, spinning. Now moving to the left side. Pacheco! Kansas City! That's going to do it. The Chiefs get the victory over the Miami Dolphins and advance in the AFC playoff bracket. Kansas City 26, Miami 7.
Well, more on the Chiefs win coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, some wrestling results from over the weekend, a look at today's local schedule and the upcoming schedule for the week, and some college hoops over the weekend. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. High school wrestling, the Buzz Madsen Invitational in Oberlin on Saturday. On the boys' side individually from Smith Center, Gannon McCoy finished first at 157 pounds. Luke Franklin was first at 190. Eli Franklin first at 215. Also on the girls' side individually, Chloe Padilla of Smith Center took first place at 135 pounds. You can find the full results at ncksports.com. High school basketball on Saturday, TMP slipping past Smith Center in the feather bracket game on the boys' side, 52-49. The Smith Center boys move to the consolation games. Smith Center girls playing first-round action scheduled tonight against Oakley at 6 o'clock in the Mid-Continent League tournament. And you can find the full bracket at ncksports.com. Also, the MPL tournament games have been moved to Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll have more of a preview of that coming up tomorrow. All the midseason tournament brackets posted at ncksports.com. It'll be a busy week with tournament action in basketball and wrestling. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Chiefs opened the postseason Saturday night with a 26-7 win over the Dolphins in the AFC wildcard playoff. The negative 4-degree temperature at kickoff set the record for the coldest game ever at Arrowhead. It was so cold at one point, Patrick Mahomes' helmet shattered on a hit. The Chiefs fought through the cold to take a 7-0 lead with an 11-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes to Rashee Rice on the first possession. KC held the 7-0 lead after one quarter. Three field goals from Harrison Butker and a 53-yard touchdown pass from Tua Tagovailoa to Tyreek Hill for Miami had the Chiefs up 16-7 at half. Chiefs defense solid all night, and they didn't allow any points in the second half. Butker made another field goal in the third. Early in the fourth, the 3-yard touchdown run from Isaiah Pacheco was the exclamation point to finish off the 26-7 win in the end. Chiefs defense held the Dolphins to just 264 yards of total offense. Mahomes finished with 262 and a touchdown passing. Rice set a Chiefs rookie record with 130 receiving yards. Chiefs coach Andy Reid with his thoughts on those performances in the win.
Our defense with the third down ratio was incredible, and the job that they did, you know, 1-for-12 on third downs. And then there are a bunch of individual efforts offensively. Rice, for his day, I mean, it's hard to believe that he's a rookie, but 8 catches for 130 yards. Pat had a nice day just right from the get-go. I mean, I don't think they were anticipating us throwing the ball quite as much as we did, but we were able to come out and sling it. A lot of quarterbacks can't do that, what he did in that kind of weather.
The Chiefs advanced to the divisional round of the playoffs, but they're in limbo as to who they will play. The Texans dominated the Browns 45-14 in Houston on Saturday to move on. The Bills and Steelers were postponed. The Orchard Park, New York area received a foot of snow or more from Saturday into Sunday. That game will be at 3:30 this afternoon on CBS now. If the Steelers win, the Chiefs would host the Texans on Saturday afternoon, but if the Bills win, the Chiefs would be on the road at Buffalo on Sunday. In the NFC wild card, the Packers jumped out to a 27-0 lead and finished with a 48-32 road win over the Cowboys. Green Bay moves on to face the top-seeded 49ers in the NFC divisional round. In the night game, the Lions held on for a 24-23 win over the Rams. Detroit will host the winner of the final game in the NFC tonight as the Buccaneers host the Eagles at 7:15 on ESPN and ABC.
Hands off to DeJuan Harris, who should be able to dribble it out for here. 5 seconds, rip off the clock, and a streak that goes back to 1993 extended once more. You can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win 23 in a row versus Oklahoma here in the fog.
Yeah. The third-ranked KU men's basketball team got back on the winning track with a 78-66 win over number 9 Oklahoma at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday. KU led by just one at half, but went on an 11-2 run in the second half to create some separation. They extended their lead to as many as 16 with 5 minutes left. Hunter Dickinson led Kansas with a 24-point, 14-rebound double-double, while Kevin McCullough added 21, and KJ Adams had a double-double with 15 points and 10 boards. KU coach Bill Self on the win.
I thought we played really well, probably the best game we played, you know, in a long time, maybe since Connecticut, you know, best game we played. So I thought we shared it. We got what we wanted on offense. We didn't shoot it well. We didn't defend great, but pretty good. and we had some guys have good individual performances. So it was a good win. OU's good.
Kansas now 14-2 and 2-1 of the Big 12. OU dropped to 13-3 and 1-2. Also on Saturday, K-State suffered their first loss in Big 12 play, falling 60-59 at Texas Tech. Red Raiders led 14-5 early, but K-State turned the 9-point deficit into an 11-point lead at 33-22 at the half. Texas Tech chipped away in the second half, but a Tyler Perry jumper gave K-State a 55-46 lead with 4:37 remaining. However, Tech would outscore K-State 14-4 the rest of the way. Perry gave K-State a 59-57 lead with 41 seconds left, but Joe Toussaint answered for Tech with a 3-point play with 30 seconds remaining to put the Red Raiders up one. K-State had a final chance, but Perry missed a shot and time expired. K-State coach Jerome Tang on the tough loss.
They were tougher than us. They got to the paint. They got to the free throw line. They got second chance shots. And that's the recipe for winning a close game in the last 5 minutes. And it's something that we try to pride ourselves on, and they did it better than us tonight. I liked our fight. You know, I felt like we was right there fighting. Sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
K-State's now 12-4 overall, 2-1 of the Big 12, while Tech moved to 14-2 and 3-0. Tech's tied with number 14 Baylor atop the Big 12. The Bears won 62-59 over Cincinnati to move to 3-0 in the conference. Number 2 Houston lost on the road for the second time in the week, losing 68-67 at TCU. After their monumental win over KU, UCF fell 63-58 at home to number 18 BYU, while 25th-ranked Texas lost 76-73 at West Virginia, and Iowa State rolled to a 66-42 win over Oklahoma State in Ames. In women's hoops, the premier matchup of the weekend saw number 12 K-State pick up a 61-58 win over number 10 Texas at Bramlage Coliseum. Texas led 45-43 late in the third when Zianna Walker made a three as time expired to put K-State up 46-45. They extended their lead to 7 on two different occasions, holding on for the 3-point win. Aoka Lee led K-State with 21 points and 10 boards. They're now 17-1 overall, 5-0 in the Big 12. Texas Tech dropped to 16-2 and 3-2. The Kansas women also stayed on the winning track, using a 25-12 fourth quarter for a comeback 70-64 win over Oklahoma State in Lawrence. Samaya Nichols had 17 points. Holly Kerskeeter added 16. KU's now 9-7 and 2-3 in the Big 12. OSU fell to 10-6 and 3-2. Full scores from the weekend are at Big12Sports.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.